Hello.
Hello.
Hey. I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
This is Two Dudes. Or Two Dudes.
Assorted Tunes.
Hell yeah.
Inexplicably.
Despicable.
Ugh.
You're despicable.
On Wednesday nights now. Wednesdays at 10.
Not sure why.
We don't know why. But
here we are. So let's have fun with this.
Let's do it.
Right?
It's our Sweet 16.
It is. This is our 16th show. Feels like we've done more than that.
Because we've done multiple shows that have gone over 3 hours long.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, we did.
That's basically like running a mini BBC-type season in there, so...
Yeah, we got a mini-series.
That's right.
This show is a mini-series. There's no plot. There's no characters. It's just us yammering about crap and playing music.
And talking about the Selective Service. But we'll get to that later.
Dear God, no.
In the meantime, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Jake, what do we got first?
Well, I want to talk about the Selective Service a little bit.
What? Okay.
I think...
I'm always down.
All right.
As you know.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm the one that's going to talk about it, though. You're not allowed to.
Okay. Well, can we save it for PSAs, or we got to do it now?
Right now.
Okay, go.
Since you mentioned it.
Okay.
So... I haven't made a description or picked an image for the show we did 2 weeks ago, or the first show that we did this semester.
Yes.
So I remember we talked about on that show how you do the Selective Service thing every single time,
every episode I can. Yes.
So what I'm gonna do is type out the story and make the text fit into a square and make that the image for the show. So the image for the show is just you talking about the Selective Service. And that way you never have to mention it again.
Oh, I will always mention it, but yeah.
But you don't have to.
I never... Just because... Have and want are two very different things. Just because I don't have to doesn't mean I don't want to.
Yeah. Anyways. We have something really cool, I think, first. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, and you've listened to it once now.
I did.
Yeah.
It's a song about me and my best friend.
Here we go. From your friendly neighborhood Satan.
Me and the devil. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
So first
time I listened to that. That's an evil song.
First time I listened to that was just through my laptop speakers. So we have like actual setup in here.
There's no bass on his laptop.
Yeah, there's no bass on my laptop.
I mean, I guess like most laptops.
Either way, that was absolutely beautiful to hear for the speakers laptop. In here. So laptop.
Bum bum.
Bum.
Great.
Bye bye.
Scuttle.
All right.
Chief.
Bye bye. Shut up. So.
That was a loud clap. Good job.
I know. I do my best. I try to keep our audience awake and engaged.
Poetry snaps.
Do that!
Anyway.
Do that! So the Super Bowl was last weekend.
You're right.
I was very disappointed that the symbolic embodiment of white privilege snuck out a Super Bowl win.
Screw you, Tom! What? Who said that?
Shout out Bill Belichick, too, for being the literal devil.
Me and the devil.
Now, it was disappointing to see for, I think, a lot of people who I was hanging out with.
I mean, literally everybody except, like, the state of Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and, like, some of Rhode Island.
Yeah. Either way, disappointing weekend. But some good stuff came out of it.
It did. You're right.
I didn't actually get to watch. I don't remember what I was doing at the time. I
feel like I probably know what you were doing at the time.
No, I think I had to go like print out an assignment or something. No.
Okay.
No, but I missed the halftime show. But apparently, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was really. So, I've watched it twice now.
Oh.
I watched it live on the crappy cable. Uh-huh. They kept cutting, you know, in and out and whatnot, which is, you know, because we're on a college campus, so they split the signal like 16,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
But then I watched it again on Tuesday in my music class. Mm. The class is Music of the Counterculture. Music of the 60s, you know, counterculture, blah, 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 blah. But, like, he decided to play, my professor, George Torres, decided to play, you know, the Super Bowl halftime show to because he thought it was relevant to the music of the counterculture.
Mm.
And it was, you know, he's surprisingly right. And I picked up on a decent amount of it when it was airing live. But, so I'm going to just run through the set list here.
Yeah.
And you can, for anyone familiar with Lady Gaga's songs, which I assume is at least, you know, most of you are somewhat familiar. She started with God Bless America and Into This Land Is Your Land, which is, you know, both old patriotic songs.
Not Lady Gaga songs.
No. They were not on any of her albums. She's never recorded them aside, you know, as far as I know. And then she actually did a few lines of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hmm.
But, like, she kind of just tossed off the for all at the end of it, like it didn't mean anything.
I like that.
What? So, anyways. Then she did Poker Face, Born This Way, Telephone, Just Dance, Million Reasons, and it ended with Bad Romance, which is what we're going to start with. Sort of. Start our Lady Gaga set block, which it consists of exclusively one song. Yeah. It's a one song block. Anyways.
Here's some Bad Romance.
je donne amour. I don't wanna be friends. No, I wanna be friends. I wanna be friends. What's your problem? What's your problem? I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me could write a better romance.
Watch out about romance. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I always forget how much I actually enjoy Lady Gaga.
Yeah, no, she kicks ass, man. I love her.
My dad absolutely loved Lady Gaga when she was coming out with music early on.
Oh yeah, no.
He had
She's real talented.
God, whatever the first two albums were, I don't even know.
Well, the Fame Monster, I think, was third. Was probably three.
Yeah. I think that was third.
I honestly don't remember.
I don't remember the first two. Yeah,
I can picture the cover. I can't.
Exactly. No, I know the same thing.
Was Born This Way before or after this? I feel like after.
I feel like it was before.
All right. Hold on.
No, it definitely was after. You're right.
We can find out.
Anyway.
Lady Gaga discography.
Point is, my dad has a very interesting taste in music that goes from like hardcore metal to lighthearted pop.
Oh, okay, yeah, yo. So it was The Fame in 2008, then Female Intuition in 2010, then 11 was Born.
I don't remember.
It was Fame Intuition. Monster. I don't remember. It might have been an EP. I don't know.
Okay.
And then Born This Way was number 3. Fame Monster was 2.
Gotcha. Well, then he had The Fame and The Fame Monster.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's got an interesting taste in music.
Art Pop has a real interesting cover. She looks like she's in Clockwork Orange at the Corova Milk Bar, if anyone's familiar with that movie. Anyways, real provocative stuff. And then, yep. You know, then their most recent one is just her with no clothes and a pink cowboy hat.
So, naturally. Like,
yeah, makes sense. Anyways, Owen.
Yeah.
You picked this next song, didn't you?
I did pick this next song. I picked a couple of songs on this playlist.
Actually, hold on. Before you tell us about it, let's plug some stuff.
Okay.
All right, sound good? Where can you find us, Owen?
You can find us at wjrh.org/RipHarambe.
Rip Harambe!
Yep, it's 2017. We're still using Harambe jokes.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to...
It never grows up.
Yo, you know what? Let's do this like... We're not going to change it ever. It's just going to stay
It's just
going to
be Rip Harambe for the rest of time.
Yeah, no. It'll be like senior year, second semester. Rip Harambe.
This is later on in the album, but there's actually a Harambe reference on Big Sean's new album, and I'm like, that's not going to age well. First thing I thought when I heard that wasn't like, oh, that's funny. I was like, that's not going to age well.
Yeah. No, but it's like, we're going to, senior year, second semester, our link is going to be dated in the same way that if, like, our link now was wjrh.org/FU.
Oh, my God. Yep, that sounds about right.
Right? Anyways, Owen, song.
Yeah. So,
stay on topic that I distracted you from.
That's right. That's right. How do I go about introducing this? So.
Yo, shout out to your friendly neighborhood, Satan.
Shout out to my friendly neighborhood, Satan. That's a good way to start. No.
I think so.
Before break, my girlfriend Marissa and I swapped. We created a playlist on Spotify. Basically just like albums that we thought the other person should listen to.
Aw, so like, sweet.
I put To Pimp a Butterfly on there. I put the Foo
which
Fighters
we have later
first
in,
album,
in the
which
show.
We do have later in the show.
Yeah. Pimp a Butterfly, not Foo Fighters.
Fighters' first album, Flaming Pie by Paul McCartney.
Great album title.
Actually,
Flaming Pie.
It's so hard to sidetrack.
No, that I haven't found it.
I know, it's so expensive to get on vinyl. It's like $200. It makes me so sad. This is one of my favorite albums. Midnight Vulture by Beck. Another album that's really hard to get on vinyl, but also that I put in that playlist because I love that album.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we exchanged a variety of stuff. And one of the albums that, like, it was one of the first ones I listened to that she had put my way was by a group called Dreamers, which we're going to see them on the 25th,
mm-hmm.
Which is exciting. But this is their first album.
Oh, also, actually, oh. I might get tickets to see the hell are they called? Gabby's Moose Blood.
Moose Blood.
Yeah, they're playing in first week of March.
Are you gonna tell Gabby, or are you just gonna get them and then be like, "Hey, got tickets to the show"? is going to be lit. Haven't leave her.
Haven't figured that out yet.
Okay.
Because well, Abby and James are going. And since I wouldn't have seen... I mean, I see Abby all the time, but, like, since I wouldn't have seen James since... You know, the two cool people that were here, you know, last week. I haven't seen him since then, and he'll be back, so...
Okay. Fair enough.
Not sure. I feel like if I don't tell her, though, I'm going to come back, she's going to have seen my Snapchat, and then I will die.
She's going to be very upset,
She will murder me.
But on topic.
Yeah, anyways.
So...
She's not here yet, so I'm getting saying that now.
It's okay. Well, I mean, if she ever listens.
Group's called Dreamers. Album's called This Album Does Not Exist. It's their first album.
And it does not exist.
And it does not exist.
In fact.
The song that I actually wanted to play is Explicit, and they're kind of a smaller group, so I couldn't find a clean version.
Rip.
Which is disappointing. So... This is, I think, either my second or my third favorite song on the album. It's actually just a really good album. Everyone should check it out. But, Garber.
Yes.
Take it away.
This is Lucky Dog. It's about sex. You walk in.
They saying I never come around these days. I'm spending all my time between your legs. They can't believe it. You took me home.
Yeah, no, that really beats you over the head with it, actually. Yeah. I really dig it, though. That was a good song.
No, it's a good album. It's really fun. It's just upbeat.
Yeah, no, that energetic. Sounds bouncy.
I listened to this album at the gym, honestly, over break.
I can see that. That works.
It's a really good album.
Good choice, actually.
Also, just real quick, second shout-out, Marissa, for one of the best pictures of all time.
Yep.
Most of you have no idea. Well, actually, I guess really the only people listening would be my mom,
yeah,
potentially Marissa.
Much.
I think Marissa at this point.
Your dad, probably.
Most likely. Sometimes. Yeah. Well, my mom listens after. My mom listens like on the way to work.
So she's listening to right now later.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
That makes time sense. Is weird.
Yeah.
Time is weird. And then some miscellaneous people.
Time is a lie. Nothing is real.
Like I said, wjrh.org/ripharambe is where you can find all of our archived episodes, as well as this one once we put it up. And, you will have a chance to see one of the best pictures of all time because I am the literal worst human being. And
friendly neighborhood Satan.
Yeah. It'll remind you of what cool is.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yo, dig that airplane. You hear the airplane?
I mean, I don't know if they can. I can hear it.
No, I hear it in the headphones, so like it should show up.
Okay.
I just felt we've never had an airplane on the show before, dude. This is an occasion.
Just shout out immediately as soon as she heard that about the picture.
Read Marissa, the text. Read
no,
the text.
No. Nope. No. No.
To which we say, why? Yes. Yep.
Why?
Yep. 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 And because we can.
Why? Wait, everything was in caps, but now there's just one sad little Y in lowercase. Which I think is honestly better.
Yeah.
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 So that's exciting.
Sorry, not sorry?
Not particularly. It's already the picture for the playlist on Spotify.
Yeah, that's true.
So, is pretty lit.
Here's Crying Lightning.
Little game you had called.
Okay, Owen left to go get Gabby, who just arrived.
I mean, is the main door locked? Because she doesn't come get me.
I don't know. Figure it out. We're on air, dude.
Okay.
I'll stall.
Stop.
I'm stalling!
PSA!
Oh, yeah, good call. Hold up, let's get some PSAs. Owen is way smarter than me. Where are there they are. Ah. Okay, time for PSAs. Here's one. Help families prepare for emergencies. Ready.gov.
For you, and I'm excited that you're here.
Hey, dude, don't ruin the surprise.
I'm not ruining the surprise. I'm just letting her know.
Oh, okay.
There's a surprise?
There is. Whoa, yo, nice hat.
Thanks. Right?
Yeah, no, you look like Stevie Nicks. You look like Stevie Nicks.
Awesome. You got this. Stevie?
You got the Stevie look.
I look like Stevie.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out Marissa.
Right? Yeah.
Dude, I already talked about it on the show. Her text. I'll just let you read them because I already read them on the show. Yeah. But
I have to take the hat off for the headphones.
No, you don't. Oh, for the headphones, yeah.
Why?
I love the lowercase y. The little sad lowercase y by itself just makes me really happy. Dead. Did you finish your PSA?
No.
Can I read mine? Because you know which one I want.
Here, do that one. No, you're not doing the selective service.
What? Selective service?
No.
I'm finding the selective service.
No.
Garber, if we don't do selective service, it wasn't a show. If Owen didn't tell his miraculous story about selective service.
No.
Can I read the PSA, please?
Okay, I don't have headphones. I don't like this.
All right, I'll find it. Here, here's headphones.
Like, I don't even need them. I just want them.
Okay, you can have them. Look at this.
Great.
Amaze.
It's great.
Much amaze.
Okay.
Huzzah.
So, Garber.
Yes.
Did you know, having witnessed natural and man-made disasters like Hurricane Sandy, western wildfires, and tornadoes
that,
in the plains... Hush, I'm talking. Oh. 64% of adults say that it is very important for all Americans to take steps to prepare for an emergency.
Did I know that? Not the exact percent, no.
Owen, did you know that still only 1 in 5 Americans say they feel very prepared for a disaster?
Nah.
My life's a disaster.
I was going to say, I'm always prepared for disaster.
Oh, I'm never prepared. Because
I deal with you.
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you got a point. Garber. Oh, do I have to read those?
Just finish it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready PSAs from FEMA encourage every American to visit ready.gov and make an emergency plan today that's shared with all family members.
Cool.
September is National Preparedness Month.
No
the
kidding.
Ideal time to share this critical message with communities across the country. Good thing it's February.
Right? Also, it was like 60 degrees out today.
It
what
was
the hell?
So
and
crazy.
Apparently it's going to snow tonight, which I still call BS
I
on. I don't think it is.
No.
I genuinely
but
don't
like,
think snow
like,
is coming.
Fun fact, it's my birthday this weekend, and I'm really bummed that there's going to be hella snow.
Yeah.
It's coming! It's birthday weekend!
Owen, right. Why are you lining
picking,
them up? You need to pick.
I'm picking
you just
a random
need. You know
PSA.
Which one to pick.
I'm picking at random, guys.
Owen, you act
it's a
like
randomized
you're not about
process.
To literally go through every single one of them for selective service. That wasn't even
it wasn't in the pile. You pulled
wait,
one.
Is that the one with a bunch of characters?
I was prepared. No.
Wait, I love the
no,
one
it's not.
So I can speak Spanish again.
I'm
I played
sorry.
A token Mexican in Marcus.
It's time for your favorite time at PSAs. It's selective service. We all have to do our part to keep America strong. Men, citizens, and non-citizens living in America must register with the Selective Service system within 30 days of their 18th birthday. It's the law. So I have a funny story about that, but I'm going to finish this first. It is
okay,
one of the civic
like
responsibilities
you,
every young man inherits as an adult.
don't listen to Garber. He doesn't know anything.
This is important. By registering, he stays eligible for college loans and grants, job training, and federal jobs. Many states and municipalities have similar reciprocal eligibility
he's
requirements for benefits.
Guys,
There's a little thing that sticks out in the plastic.
Sure,
I can't.
Like, I could have read that.
As a communicator, please do your part. Help young men be aware that it is important to register with Selective Service. Help remind them to be smart. Register on time online at www.sss.gov or pick up a registration card at any post office. We thank you in advance for your assistance. So my Selective Service story, I'll be quick about it. Basically, when I was applying for college, I was not 18. I just turned 17.
Owen's
so,
too smart. He skipped a grade.
I did skip a grade. So,
loser, what?
I'm applying for colleges, and I'm trying to, like, get a financial aid package. But they're like, we can't send you a financial aid package because you're not signed up for the select service. I'm like, well, I can't sign up for the select service because I'm not 17 and a half yet. So I was like, yo, this sucks. But then they gave me an aid package, and everything was fine. And now I'm here, and it's lit.
Yeah, so in the meantime...
so that's PSAs.
Yeah,
good
so
job,
in the meantime, send us middle fingers, guys.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I just sent one to Owen. Oh, well.
I know.
Wait, can we Snapchat Mom?
Yeah, of course.
So, hi, send
Mom,
us your middle fingers.
Not listening right now.
Hi, Mom.
She's listening right now, later.
Right now, later.
On
her way to work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
hi, Mom. Hope you have a great day at work.
Hi, Mom.
No, only I can call her Mom. Not even Owen.
Not even me. She's no longer my mother.
Yeah, no, you have to call her Val. Rip. You just have to call her Val.
Rip, Val.
Yeah, so anyways, Owen is...
Owen Robinette.
At Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm very original.
Yeah, wow. I'm the One True Jake on Snapchat. Send us middle fingers. Let us know that you have an opinion.
I don't know what my Snapchat is.
Love us, hate us. Yeah, I really don't care.
Boom.
Wow, you're getting middle fingers now.
That's right. I was going to say she's special. Well, honestly, she's officially on the show now.
No, everyone's going to spell it wrong, though.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
I'd spell it wrong.
So we'll see what happens.
All right.
So,
speaking you got to stay with the accent, then they'll spell it right.
Gabriel Teresa Cecilia Rodriguez.
Okay.
Anyway, speaking of Gabby.
Yeah. What? So.
This weekend's her birthday weekend.
It is her birthday weekend.
She turns 21 on Friday.
Yeah.
20 fun. I hate myself.
Wow, you're such a white girl.
And I officially already hate what we're going to do now.
You are so white.
It's even more fitting. Anyway, in celebration for Gabby's birthday, I handpicked a special song for her.
Oh, crap.
Here it is.
Here we go with some Eminem.
White Trash Party.
Yes!
Stopping until we see the morning sun. So give us room and do our things. We ain't come to hurt no one. So everybody come and get up on the floor now and grab someone.
Man, first of all, I'm a boss. I just wanna get that across. Man, even my dentist hates when I floss. Pull up to the club in a panel like it's a Porsche. Garbage bag for one of the windows. Spray painted doors with the flames on them. Michigan plates and my name's on them. Baby Shady's here, come and get him if you games want him. But he ain't stupid, so we're trying to run them games on him. He's immune to Cupid, why you trying to put your claims on him? Cause you ain't good to me what you did to the last man. Now climbing back, try not to kick over the gas can. There's a half a gallon in it, that could be our last chance. We have it, it's getting home, now can I get that lap dance? She's got a tattoo on me right above her. Man, in the streets of Warren, Michigan, we call them tramp stamps. That means she belongs to me. Time to put the damn clamps down and show this hussy who's the man. Now get amped, dance!
Now you can do this on your own, but everyone knows and no one likes to be alone. So get on the floor and grab somebody. Ain't nothing but a white trash party.
White trash party.
So let's have us a little bash. And if anyone asks, it ain't no one but us trash. You don't know, you better ask somebody. Cause we're having a white trash party.
White trash party. From out of my underwear and walk around the party without a care, like a body without a head, looking like a zombie from Night of the Living Dead. And tomorrow I'll probably still be too I get out of bed, till I feel like I've been hit with the sharp part of the hammer. Mixing in Fanta with Pepto and Mylanta. I shoot the gift like I'm hollering die Santa. Miss the tree and hit Rudolph and two innocent bystanders. So quit trying to play the wall like you Paulin. Get on the floor when the beat drops and stop stalling. They call me the Stephon Marbury of rap, darling. Cause as soon as they throw in some R. Kelly, I start balling. Making it rain for the ladies in the minis. But I'm not throwing ones, five, tens, or even twenties. I'm throwing quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies up at Skinnies. Man, I do this for them bunnies up at Denny's from the northeast and west. But when it comes to them trailers in them South Parks, muffle it, cause homie, that hood's tighter than Kenny's. So ladies, if your belly button's not an innie, then I'm outie. Now hop in my minivan, let's get rowdy, come on.
Now you can do this on your own, but everyone knows and no one likes to be alone. So get on the floor and grab somebody. Ain't nothing but a white trash party.
White trash party.
So let's have us a little bash. And if anyone asks, it ain't no one but us trash. You don't know, you better ask somebody. Cause we're having a white trash party.
White trash party. Now whether you're black, white, or purple, if you're misunderstood, but you don't give a... You ain't doing that you should. Long as you know you're up to evil and you know good. Get on the floor, man, and rep your hood. Now, honey, don't let them trip. We should make a quick dip and go do some donuts in the hospital parking lot. Cause, girl, I got a sick whip. Kick the back window out of my gremlin. Put two milk crates in the trunk. Rip out the stick shift and make a five-seater. I'll be a five-feeder chick. It ain't like me to split a piece of dry Peter. I'll be the S to the I am to the S-H-A-D-Y. And I don't need a tank top to be a wife. I'll rip a tree off the ground and flip it upside down. Before I turn over a new leaf clown, I'll tell you now, I'm so raw, I still need to unthaw. You feel me, y'all? I shut the club down like Drake in the mall. But baby, your body like that's against the law. You the baddest little chain with the blades I ever saw. Coleslaw containers, empty straw, rappers and all. You got more junk in your trunk than I do in my car. Now get up!
Now you can do this on your own, but everyone knows and no one likes to be alone. So get on the floor and grab somebody. Ain't nothing but a white trash party.
White trash party.
So let's
let's have us a little match. And if anyone asks, it ain't no one but us trash. You don't know, you better ask somebody, cause we're having a white trash party. White trash party.
Yeah, I wonder if we're ever too loud for our listeners.
Absolutely not.
I have a level meter over here, and
it
hasn't broken yet. So, like,
you're right.
Did you just worry about your volume?
He did. I mean, I'm worried about our collective volume. I know I'm loud.
You're outdoor. Yeah. You don't have
everyone else is loud.
Owen has no outdoor voice and no indoor voice. I just have voice.
The voice.
It's just
voice.
This is the voice.
Stop.
The sound effect.
Gabby, what's your birthday present?
These two idiots just got me Moose Blood tickets, and I'm gonna cry because they're the best.
Woo!
March 10th, and then later that month with Staples, and I'm just so hyped. Oh, I'm so excited. I just can't hide it.
Yeah, for three, it's 22 each.
Okay.
Well, they're debating prices now.
Yeah, well, we're not debating. Owen was just confused.
Okay.
And then Owen, I'll Venmo you for half of it.
Okay.
That makes sense. That was the deal.
I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's like 16 plus some fees.
Anyway, keep talking.
Anyway,
keep talking,
yeah, please. No, okay. This is boring to the listeners.
Have great friends.
Yes. Woo!
So.
I'm not going to disagree with you there. Anyway, Owen, actually, no, I can't do anything. You got to introduce this one. This was yours.
What song is it?
Oh, yeah. So
I haven't listened to this. You got to tell me about it.
What is this?
So Big Sean came out with a new album. Yeah, you can
listen to me, Gabby. Come on.
Well, I'm looking at what you already listened to.
Oh, all right.
Oh, shout out Marissa for Dreamers.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, we did.
Yo, I missed Bad Romance.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
Anyway, so Big Sean came out with a new album last week. It's not even last week. I think earlier this week. I think on Monday, which already feels so long ago.
It was a while
anyway,
ago.
Yeah,
we were supposed to do a show on Monday,
but
we're on Wednesdays for some reason now.
Explicitly.
And now you can go to the mafia meetings, Garber.
Hey, look, I can. Doesn't mean I will.
Shout out, Perry. On the board.
No, I know. I will.
Like,
it doesn't mean
Mac
I will.
Mac Daddy goes.
But I will.
Mac Daddy goes. Yeah,
no, fine. I'll go.
Everyone should go to the mafia meetings.
Yeah.
No, that will make them take forever.
First Monday of the month, 10 p.m., third floor of Rammer Hall. Just saying. Plugging that out there.
So, Big Sean.
Okay, you're clipping mad hard. You want to back up from that microphone?
I really don't.
Really, really?
And I think the listeners like it too.
We got to talk loud also.
Shout out to all my listeners.
Shout out to all the pears.
All the pears. All the pears, Rick Ross.
Yo, remember when he was fat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Big Sean, not fat.
That's
despite
true.
The name.
Yeah, you know, he's real skinny, actually.
Relatively small Sean.
Just you know, relatively small Sean.
Lil Sean.
Yo, new rapper name. No, not
Sean
Lil.
Norman.
Relatively small Sean.
Came out with a new album.
Yo, you know.
Decided. Fourth album. No, shut up. Fourth album.
Remember when Busta Rhymes wasn't
probably
fat?
Probably third best. I'm just going to talk now. First best album, Dark Sky Paradise. Everyone listened to it. Second best album, Finally Famous. Third best album so far. I've only listened to this twice, but I'd say this one. And then fourth best is Hall of Fame. Not really a huge fan of Hall of Fame. Anyway, he did a song with Eminem. It's been getting a lot of controversy behind it because Eminem's verse is what you would expect from an Eminem guest verse.
Yeah.
So, and with the state of this country right now, he kind of pulls some punches. So,
wonder why.
Without further ado, here's No Favors.
I wonder what it's going to be like clean, actually. That was a little bit of a do.
It's
I apologize.
Going to be miserable.
All right, here we go.
Have fun.
Make it, boy, we gotta make it. You can save your hand, I ain't gotta shake it. Everything lined up for the taking. And what I need from him, no favors. Click too big, bread, gotta break it. Cause these others low key with the snake and faking. Everything lined up for the taking. And what I need from him, no favors. No favors. What I need, no favors. Everything lined up for the taking.
And what I need from them, I'm about bagels. Getting the job done, boy, up every night. I'm about rolling the seven when I toss up the dice. I'm about getting my logo all blooded with ice. I'm about taking the risk that might fuck up your life. Boom. Time to point and shoot like camera crews in front of cameras too. Damn, Sean, what happened to the humble attitude? I'm like, niggas took the flow, but I'm still standing too. Thought I had the Midas touching and I went platinum too. Motherfuck all your comparisons. I been talking to God like that's my therapist. I'm African-American in America, ain't a heritage. But a millionaire under 30, so he must be hearing this. Die, like I do this for the critter, D the Flint. Kids who get sit with lead, others get hit with the lead. From where they need a handout, but they tell you put hands up. Only deals I had was from the Sam's Club. Now it's blue blood in my veins, though you know what I came for. Born in a world going where they told me I can't go. In my lane, no, I'm in the same boat as Usain Bolt. Get ahead by any means, so the head's what I aim for. When my grandma died, I realized I got an angel. Show me everything's a blessing depending on the angles. Look, I am the anomaly. Never needed favors or apologies. That's my new lifetime policy. Wood grain steering wheel, this bitch look like a pirate ship. How many hot verses till you bitch start acknowledging the pictures we've been painting, my nigga? Connected to a higher power, how I know, cause I don't write this shit. I think in my nigga. Look, all I ever did was beat the odds. Cause when you try to get even, it just don't even now. Never stopping like we hypnotized. Watch what we visualize on the rise. Be the goat while we alive. When we die, we gon' be the guys.
Make it, boy, we gotta make it. You can save your hand, I ain't gotta shake it. Everything lined up for the taking. And what I need from him, no favors. Click to big break, gotta break it. Cause these others low-key with the snake and faking. Everything lined up for the taking. And what I need from him, no favors. No favors.
If she was flavor, I won't save her. No taste buds, huh? Later. Off you looking at, hater. I saw them eyes like an narrator. Try to copy my swag like a cheating classmate. I'll be the last face you see before you pass. When you get your fucking ass graded like a math paper. So ahead of my time, late means I'm early. My age is reversing, I'm basically 30. Amazingly sturdy, zany and wordy. Brainy and nerdy, blatantly dirty. Insanely perverted for being scurvy. They blame me for murdering Jamie Lee Curtis. Said I put a face in the furnace. Beat it with a space heater, a piece of furniture, egg beater, thermos. It may be disturbing, what I'm saying is cringeworthy, but I'm urinating on Fergie. Call Shady number 81, Shirley, I'm turning into the Aaron Hernandez. A rap state of emergency, the planet's having panic attacks. Brady's returning, matter of fact, I may be deserving of a pat on the back like a Patriots jersey. Inexplicable stomach growl from the pit of it, like a fucking terrier hitting me. Despicable, dumb it down, ridiculous, tongue is foul. Shoot off at the fucking mouth like a missile, a thundercloud. 100-pound pistol, pull the trigger, this gun'll sound, and you'll get around the digital underground. And fuck Ann Coulter with a clan poster, with a lamppost, door handle, shutter, a damn bolt cutter, a sandal, a can of butter, a candle, rubber, piano, a flannel, sucker, some hand soap, butter, a banjo, and manhole cover. Hand over the mouth and no smother troop. Or ran over the troop with the Land Rover, the band, the Lambo, Hummer and Roadrunner, go ham, don't utter, go Rambo, make an example of her. That's for Sandra Bland and Philando. Hannibal on the lamb, no wonder I am so stubborn. I'm anti, can't no government handle a commando. Your man don't want it, Trump's a bitch. I make his whole plan go under. And tell Dre I'm meeting him in L.A. White Bronco like Elway speeding. I'm about to run over a chick, Delray CDN. Female state beating him, betcha they'll lay bleeding. And yell, wait, pleading, but screaming is pointless. Like feeding Michelle A. Helium. Leaving him pale-faced, medium-sized world. Straight treating him like a cellmate CD. I'm climbing hell's gate. Bitch, I'm like your problems, self-made. Meaning someone else's help ain't needed, cause I'm a...
Make it, boy, you gotta make it. You can save your hand, I ain't gotta shake it. Everything lined up for the taking. And what I need from him, no favors. Click to big bread, gotta break it. Cause these others low-key with the snake and faking. Everything lined up for the taking. And what I need from him, no favors. No favors. What I need, no favors. Everything lined up for the taking. And what I need from him, no favors.
I know you're feeling yourself right now. But I'm not sure she's the one. I wouldn't call a man.
Hey, I'm outside.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What just happened?
What are any of us doing
here?
That
was just the end of the song. There was an outro. It was a skit on a rap album because this is the 90s, apparently. or Kendrick.
I mean, it's actually the 1950s, but...
Oh, yeah. That, I forgot.
Wait, didn't you know?
Yeah. No. I forgot about that.
We time traveled. Yeah. The entire nation
just went back.
Right back in time.
You're right. You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Weird. But we kept our cell phones.
That's right.
It's a bonus, if you will.
Okay. I mean, it's deluxe time travel.
Yeah, something had to keep us sane.
Yeah.
Deluxe time travel.
Anyway, I don't think we've been kept sane. Anyways, I think this is an appropriate time in the history of our show and the world to drop this sick track.
Yes, 100%.
I've been thinking about doing this for a while, and I think it's about the time to do it. Speaking of Kendrick, we were
talking about him earlier. Yeah,
yeah, like Butterfly, like 2 seconds ago. Good also. Album. Briefly.
Well, yeah.
Anyways, so great album. This is from To Pimp a Butterfly. This is the clean version. It's labeled clean. The song is censored. That being said, the intro contains many, many, many uses of the N-word.
Bum bum.
Ba-bum. They left it in on the clean version.
So we're screwed?
No. This is the warning. We do have safe harbor because it's late.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's still a warning here. If you can't handle the declaration that black people everywhere are all stars and, you know, valuable in any, you know, in any way, as the sample states over and over and over again, turn your radio off for the next 2 minutes and then turn it back on and you'll hear the rest of the censored clean song.
Or just turn your radio off and stay away from our show.
Yeah, but think about
what probably.
But think about why you're turning it off and why you can't handle that. Here's Kendrick.
Like mine, but remember, Anybody can get it. The hard part is keeping it.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. Say my name is Uncle Sam on your dog. You can live at the mall. I know you're kind, that's why I'm kind. Don't have receipts. Later, wear those gaiters, cliche and say your haters. I can see the bottom of you, I can see the dollar in you. Little white lies, but it's no white collar in you. But it's whatever though, because I'm still following you. Because you make me never ever, baby, count it all together, baby. Then hit the register and make me feel better, baby. Your horoscope is a Gemini, two sides. So you better cop everything two times. Two coops, two chains, two C-notes. Too much and enough, both we know. Christmas, tell them what's on your wish list. Get it all, you deserve it, Kendrick. And when you hit the White House, do you? But remember, you ain't passed economics in school. And everything you buy, taxes will deny. How Wesley sniped your before 35.
Looking down is quite a drop. Looking good when you're on top. Better metaphors, leaving metaphors metaphysically in a state of euphoria. Look both ways before you cross my mind.
I needed that.
Honestly, exactly what I needed.
It's a good one.
That is 100% in my top five favorites.
Kendrick songs?
I cannot top that with anything else Kendrick has done aside from maybe High Power.
I feel that. Very energetic. I love the jazzy feel. It sets up the album really well.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyone who hasn't listened to Pimp a Butterfly at this point, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, no. Honestly, my favorite part... You've listened to it, right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Your face told me that you hadn't, and you were about to ream into Owen here.
No, it was something else.
Okay, good. But no, honestly, best part of that song for me, after that, you know, the intro, you know, it just yelled, hit me, and then, you know, they start the thing, and then, you know, and it sounds like it's a full mix, and then there's just a bass.
If y'all would have seen Garber's face just there as he made that noise, it was pretty great.
Wow.
What I was gonna say was, have you guys listened to the new Vince Staples song yet?
No, I have not.
Yeah, you made me.
I did?
I've not listened yet.
When did I make you?
When we were in the common room. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. Okay. Yeah,
I missed.
Oh. Okay. It's good. It's be good.
No, I love it.
I will definitely. I mean, I'm going to.
We got to, yeah.
I mean, we're seeing him.
27th.
There's a whole F the President section.
Oh, good.
And it's going to be so lit at the concert.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful.
If I'm not on somebody's shoulders for that part of the show, Owen, thank you, I'll be upset.
Owen is admittedly somewhat stronger than I am.
Do you see these guns?
We need to get back to the gym. This is a conversation.
You're the one who keeps not waking up and texting me at 3 in the morning.
I keep going to bed at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, that's your own fault. And you want to know who's still fat?
Friday.
What? Yo, let's.
Friday, we got
on my birthday, you want to make me suffer on my birthday? Monday.
Okay.
I'm going to suffer on
my birthday. Yo, so, anyways, guys, speaking of F the President.
Yeah, so I love this song. I love this person. This is Killer Mike. Killer Mike's half of Run the Jewels. Run the Jewels is my favorite group at the moment, which anyone who's ever listened to the show already knows.
Anyone who's ever talked to you knows.
Wait. Yeah. Next
shout out to the
picture?
Chain.
No, next week's picture, can it be me and you wearing the chain?
Yes.
Okay.
But this week's picture has to be.
Oh, it has to be.
Marissa, remind
do you know what cool looks like? Now you know. After you see this picture, now you know what cool looks like. And I've commented on this picture on Facebook
so many times.
It's always me that brings it back, except for this last time, which you did.
Yes.
But we're the same person. So it's a transitive property of mathematics.
It was still
I commented.
Yeah. No, yeah. This picture belongs in a museum. Everyone will love it. But that's sidetracked.
Here's Killer Mike.
Yes.
Reagan.
Policy not to capitulate to terrorist demands, that no concessions policy remains in force. In spite of the wildly speculative and false stories about arms for hostages and alleged ransom payments, we did not repeat, did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages. Nor will we.
The ballot of the bullet, some freedom or some will we ever do it bigger? Just keep settling for look. We brag on having bread, but none of us are bakers. We all talk having greens, but none of us on acres. If none of us on acres and none of us grow wheat, then who will feed our people when our people need to eat? So it seems our people starve from lack of understanding, cause all we seem to give them is some balling and some dancing. And some talking about our car and imaginary mansions. We should be indicted for that we inciting. Telling children deaf and pretending it's exciting. We are advertisements for agony and pain. We exploit the youth, we tell them to join the gang. We tell them dope stories, introduce them to the gang. Just like our lover North introduced us to in the 80s when them came on military plane.
A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
The end of the Reagan era. I'm like level 12, old enough to understand it, it'll change forever. They declared the war like a war on terror. But what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys, but they would call us and lay us on our belly while they fingers on they boots was on our head, they dolls was on our crotches. And they would beat us up if we had diamonds on our watches. And they would take our the monies as they pick our pockets. I guess that's the privilege of policing for some profits. But thanks to Reaganomics, prison turned to profits. Cause free labor's the cornerstone of US economics. Cause slavery was abolished unless you are in prison. You think I am? And then read the 13th Amendment. Involuntary servitude and slavery it prohibits. That's why they giving offenders time in double digits. Ronald Reagan was an actor, not at all a factor. Just an employee of the country's real masters. Just like the Bushes, Clinton and Obama. Just another talking head telling lies on teleprompters. If you don't believe the theory, then argue with this logic. Why did Reagan and Obama both go after Gaddafi? We invading sovereign soil, going after oil. Taking countries is a hobby, paid for by the oil. Same as in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'm a dinner jar and say they coming for Iran. They only love the rich and how they loathe the poor. If I say any more, they might be at my door. Who the f*** is that? Staring in my window, doing that surveillance on Mr. Michael Rinder. I'm dropping off the grid before they pump the lid. I leave you with four words, I'm glad Reagan dead.
So shout out first off to whoever censored the words cocaine, drugs, and triggers. Like I wasn't going to say that on the air immediately.
Cocaine, drugs, triggers. 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 Cocaine, drugs, triggers.
But yeah.
Shout out Garber for almost breaking my charger.
Thank you.
Twice.
Twice.
No, I made sure I missed it the second time.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough. But yeah, so that was Killer Mike. Album is rap music, similar to Pimp a Butterfly. If you haven't checked it out by now, definitely do that.
It's basically Run the Jewels minus LP rapping.
It's minus LP rapping because LP still produced it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but yeah, no.
It's a secret Run the Jewels album, everybody. Go listen to it and be amazed.
It's Run the Jewels 1.5.
No, it's like 0.5.
But it came before, yeah.
It's one, it's Run the Jewels 0.5.
This is when they started working together. Anyway.
So, unsurprisingly, Owen was wrong.
What?
Killer Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is one of my favorite activists out there right now.
Can we talk about Driller Mike for a second? Remember Driller Mike? What was, there was like a poll to name the new like tunnel drilling device in Atlanta, and like the winning entry, it was a web poll. The winning entry by a long shot.
It was not close. It was like
It was like 90. Yeah,
90. I think it was 90 at one point. Everything else, there were like 10 other answers, and they all got less.
Than Driller Mike. because much like this drill chews up and spits out concrete, Killer Mike chews up and spits out hot rhymes.
So yeah. He's done some work with Bernie Sanders. He's been out and about
Driller Mike,
literally since the election. So that's fun. But yeah, listen to more of his stuff because he's got good things to say.
Oh, hell yeah.
Run the Jewels is lit. Run the Jewels 3 is very political and also very good.
Yes.
We're out of time.
Our show is lit.
Your show is lit.
Toot that.
Toot that.
Gabby, toot. One more time.
Toot that.
Toot that.
Toot that.
Woo.
Anyway, that's the show. So
bye bye. Catch you on the
flippity flop. Night night.
Goodbye.
Adios.
Woo. Muchachos.